Well, I'm excited for tonight's message here. We've had a very powerful conclusion to 2023 and the promises of God on the ministry here as we step into 2024. And when we come with an anticipation. We come with an excitement in our spirit, man, knowing that God's got something more for us every time we enter into the sanctuary. So how many of you here are ready for more from God? All right, now we got you motivated. Hallelujah. There's a continual move of the Holy Spirit, and the way he distributes his word, how he links from Sunday service to Monday service and from Monday to Sunday service. And then as we have guest speakers come in, he's always linking it, putting it all together so we get the fullness of what he has for us in his word and through his word. And so yesterday, Apostle Dave was here and his message was fear go. Hello? Fear go. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that today. And he was also explaining faith the size of a mustard seed. So if you want to know more about that, go into our website and see what he has to say. And then last Monday, we talked about an Enoch moment from operating from the abnormal to the normal. What the world says abnormal should be normal. The things of God should be normal to us. We should be operating and functioning in the normality of what God's word says by the Spirit of God. And that is also is to live in the supernatural realm, somebody. To talk with Holy Spirit. To walk with Holy Spirit. Responding to him through every action that he asks you to act on, and to reveal God's kingdom operating in the earth. God raised you up for such a time as this. Hello? Is somebody in the house? Amen. To speak every word Holy Spirit inspires you to speak, to reveal God's kingdom in the earth. How many of you remember the echo from the heart of the Father during these past 5 years? Okay, that many, huh? Okay. He's been speaking to us about his clarion call, his call to action. To step into every opportunity that God puts before your lives and to be instrumental in revealing his kingdom in the earth. This call of action on you, that call of action on you, that call is God's call, saints. It is heaven's sound hovering in the atmosphere even as we speak right now. It is God's demand for the salvation of humanity. It's God's demand or compliance, his obedience to his high demand for souls to come into the kingdom of God. It's God's deploy, his positioning, God positioning his church to step into military action, to come to the forefront of any battle, successfully utilizing God's power and authority. And then to stand on the mound as a victor. His power given to every believer to apprehend, to seize, come on, to capture, to take prisoner, to put behind bars as to incarcerate every spirit of darkness that is acting with assignments to paralyze them from advancing God's kingdom in the earth. God's authority of power taught by Jesus in Matthew 18, 19. Can we speak to you today prophetically by the Spirit of God? This side said yes. If this side says no, we're going to do it anyway. Please, with your ears attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit here tonight. Saints, you are the church of Jesus Christ. Every one of you here, those of you that are online, you are the church of Jesus Christ. And to every believer, you cannot and should not take a position of compromise. The limited standards or the restrictions that have been put upon you by the instructions or the methods and the operations through man's interpretation of God's word. Yes, the blind eyes are still being opened. Deaf ears are being opened. Yes, the dead are being raised back to life. Devils are still being cast out and bound. Amen. Captives are still being set free. Yes, sons and daughters still prophesy. Amen. Yes, this encounter with the use of tongues are being heard loud and clear. The Great Commission is still in effect. And the return of the bridegroom for his bride is still in motion. Y'all too serious out there tonight. It is by God's word, that his word alone, that the fulfillment of this end time harvest of souls will manifest, show itself plainly as Holy Spirit uses you to declare the power of salvation to those who call upon his great and mighty name. God has called you. He has chosen you. The name of Jesus to save, deliver, heal, and restore their lives through his unconditional, unmatchless, indisputable, and irrefutable love. As a believer in Christ Jesus, you as a son and daughter of El Elyon, God Most High, God who is and will always be the great I am. Beloved of God, when your spirit man came alive by Holy Spirit, that purpose was for you to live in the abundance of God's prosperity with favor upon your lives. It was your confession by faith to accept Jesus as Savior. The miraculous took place in your life. Your confession of faith provided eternal salvation and redemption. The prosperity of God's word is speaking about is prosperity where you as a son and daughter of God are flourishing. Come on, you should be flourishing in the things of God, thriving with the evidence of good fortune, successful in everything God has placed in your path. Those doors of opportunity that God and God alone has opened for you in the physical realm to prosper in business, employment, management, economics, wealth, and resources. That even in time of crisis or famine, even during turmoil or devastation, or even during an epidemic, God's desire is that you prosper and to live in the fullness of his abundance. Not lacking anything, not only in the physical realm, but also in the spiritual realm. And as we continue to preach that all truth is parallel. Natural aligned with the supernatural. Physical realms aligned with the spiritual realm. The active work of Holy Spirit through the labors of God's love in you and through you. To take possession of divine prosperity in the spirit with the supernatural manifestations of God's glory on you and in you. To preach the gospel to the poor. To heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering the sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. To speak prophetically. Use the spiritual languages of heaven, that gift of tongues, and to step into the realms of heaven to watch how heaven's government operates with precision and with excellence. All available to you. Come on, all available to you as one of God's chosen. And this is in part why Holy Spirit came upon you. For you to confess Jesus as Savior, to become Lord over your lives. An activation with a confession by Holy Spirit himself came not only on you, but also came to abide, to live in you, making him residence in your spirit where he can live, to walk with you, to talk with you, to lead you into the truth of Abba's word. Come on, an Enoch moment, a Jesus moment, where God is speaking to you one-on-one and you communicate back with him. There's a divine release of the Spirit of God. There's an opportunity given to you that only God can give you. Come on, to walk with him, to talk with him, to get along with him. What has God been speaking to us for the last 3 years? This high call of God, of intimacy, to have intimacy with God. He gives us a reflection in the lives in the Gospels where Jesus was alone with the Father. He separated himself amongst the disciples, and he got alone with God. Why? So he could do exactly what God was asking him to do and to speak in the lives of God's people who needed to hear from the Father. Intimacy. Come on. It's in the atmosphere. This call of intimacy between you and Abba is in the atmosphere. Who has an ear to hear tonight? Who has an ear to hear tonight? O Peremas. Saints, the day of Pentecost was not just a historical moment. Can I have your undivided attention tonight? It was a moment predestined, determined in advance by the will of Jehovah. It was the birthing of something new, what is recognized in the early church. Women, men and women of different ethnicities drunk in the anointing of God. One language being spoken by the Holy Spirit and yet understood by both Jew and Gentile. This is power from on high. This is the anointing of God from on high. And God has placed that anointing in each one of you. This call to surrender, this call of intimacy between you and the Father. The evidence of God's divine eternal power released into the earth to captivate, to secure, to confirm the gift of salvation in the lives of men and women and in children. The miraculous power from God's throne room of glory, saints, with the interpretations of the inspirational gift of tongues, something that was never seen or heard before took place. Power from the throne room of Abba to equip them to expedite the power of salvation and redemption to whomsoever would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus to be saved. Saints, you've been commissioned. You've been commissioned, been given a duty by God. The great I am. To be his witness in the earth. The Bible says, created in his image, in the image of God's only begotten Son, Jesus, to walk as Jesus walked, to speak as Jesus spoke, and to do as Jesus did. What are you talking about, Brother Michael? Read the word. Read the Bible. To declare his word into the lives of humanity. Come on, to cast out devils. Heal the sick and to set every captive free in God's power and authority that he, Yahweh, has given you. God has given you that. As a born-again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, devil-rebuking child of the Son of the living God, he has given you his power to do these exact things. And not just to sit in a sanctuary on a Sunday afternoon or a Monday night, but take it out to the highways and byways. Where humanity needs to hear the love of God. Allow Holy Spirit to use you as a witness, one of God's chosen, anointed by God, chosen by God, appointed by God to those who are in need. So we got something for you tonight. We got a question, some questions for you tonight. Are you ready? We don't need an answer, but you can say yes and amen if you want. When you see a woman with the issue of blood, what are you going to do? When you see a crippled in a doorway, what are you going to do? When you see an evil spirit that has overtaken the life of someone, what are you going to do? You, God's beloved, to walk in the Spirit of God, to live in and by the Spirit of God, to pray in the Spirit of God, to testify of his love and be God's witness, to speak the word of God in the lives of humanity. To the devil possessed, to the drunkard, to the oppressed, to the abused, to the adulterer, to the murderer, to the warlock or to the witch, to the depraved, that they can be delivered and set free by the power of God's word. Don't restrict yourself in doing what God is asking you to do by what you see in the natural realm, what you see with the natural eye. Begin to step into the realm of the Spirit and ask God to let you see through the lens of the Holy Spirit so that you can pray for those who are in need and not pray within yourself, but pray through the heart of the Father into their lives. This is where your lives become a walking testimony, saints. An example of God's unconditional love to others, no matter the circumstances that surround you or the situations that you're in. What are you going to do? What will you do? Will you, as a true believer in Jesus, will utilize the power and authority he has given you? How will you respond to the needs, to meet the needs of the life of another? Come on. To a widow or an orphan, what will you do? To a person handicapped, who is blind or cannot walk, what will you do? To a person enraged with anger, bitterness, rejection, resentment, what will you do? To a person on the verge, on the edge of committing suicide, come on, what will you do? So from Abba's heart to your hearts today, position yourself, get your mind set. We're going to release a prophetic word for you that will bring this teaching into alignment for what God is asking to do in this desperate time. Now, please understand this. We emphasize this in every service. I cannot give you anything. I don't have anything to give you. It's not in my power. But it's in God's power in you to receive from him what he's releasing into the earth through this prophetic release. There's somebody watching online right now. You have a heart condition. As this word is being released, God wants you to know the authority and power he has given you is in you. You have a heart condition, a murmur in your heart. In fact, right now you feel the pressure in your chest. By faith, simply lay your hand upon your chest right now and begin to believe God according to his word, that the authority he's given you will remove that murmur or stop that murmur from operating. And if that's you in this sanctuary right now, take that word for yourself in Jesus' mighty name. Here is the prophecy. From tonight's release, you will encounter the power of revelation by Holy Spirit himself. He, as the Spirit of revelation, where you will gain a greater understanding as confidence to operate, function to what you would do for me and my kingdom will take effect immediately, says the Lord. To take counsel, advise, guidance to expedite, further your development of my authority operating in you will be discovered in those moments of surrender through prayer and through fastings. Tonight's impartation of anointing will come as an increase, bring the supernatural gift of faith in you to a greater expression of my love to meet your every need. It will meet your need for greater consecration, a greater necessity for intimacy, a greater expectancy for provisions, a greater, come on somebody, a greater multiplication of skills, a greater reinforcement of confidence, with a greater ability to successfully operate with kingdom purpose in mind. From tonight's release comes a spirit of rest, by the spirit of wisdom with understanding, the spirit of counsel and the might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. From this release, you will gain access to knowledge, to the events that will surely come to pass in the earth. This knowledge will provide you with the reassurance that what I, the Lord, have called you to do, you will live in the confidence, the assurance that my word in you will accomplish, fulfill to achieve what I have purposed for your lives without expectations. Remain attentive to my directives spoken through the lives of my servants, my prophets. Contend, cope with, take on the responsibilities, your labors in love for the salvation of souls. Consider the hour that is at hand, seeking my kingdom and its righteousness with decency, reverence. As you do, comply with Holy Spirit, leading, abiding by observing and adhering to his instructions. Rely on my wisdom, not the wisdom of men. When you do, you will gain more ground and gain greater territories for kingdom purpose with kingdom living, says the Spirit of the living God. Can you receive that tonight? Saints, can you receive that in your spirit tonight? Guys, let's go to the screen. And we're going to finish up here in probably about 5 hours. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Somebody say power.
Power.
Against unclean spirits. To do what? To cast them out. And to do what? And to heal all manners of sickness and all manners of diseases. Let's go to Matthew 28:18, guys. And I'm going to read from my pad here. You can follow on the screen. In verse 16, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. Now, when I was reading this, I got a check in my screen. I went, oh, yeah, that's right. There was only 11 because at this point, Judas started messing around, started getting greedy. Come on. And you know the results of his greed, what took place. So he's no longer with the 12. So there's 11 disciples. They went away unto Galilee, to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power. Somebody say all power.
All power.
Oh, come on, say it like you know it. All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
So tonight we got a question for you. We're going to move, we're going to be opening up the front here in just a minute. So we've got a question for those of you that are here and those of you that have joined us online tonight. What strategy or strategies of the enemy are paralyzing you from stepping into the fullness of God's love to reveal his love into the lives of humanity? So we're going to get real tonight. That spirit of fear is usually the first culprit gaining access to a believer's mind to paralyze them from using the authority of God he has given them. Oftentimes, following fear will come doubt or unbelief. Accusations will be put into our minds, threats by the enemy. Lies are also strategies to stop a believer to do what God has commissioned them to do for humanity. But tonight we've got a good word. Tonight we have a sure word of prophecy. Since Jesus was able to do what his Abba asked him to do because he knew God's word. Hello? Jesus knew God's word because he is the word of God. As the word of God, he had all the confidence of God in him because he knew God was with him. The authority of God in Jesus was a catalyst. It was a stimulus, the encouragement that gave him the confidence to use that authority to set every captive free. To any strategy that has hindered you of your confidence to use the authority of God he has given you, tonight those hindrances will be detached and destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Sounds like we have more Baptists than we do have charismatics in the house. I'm going to step over some of this here tonight. And I'm going to ask you right now, get your eyes off Brother Michael and get your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Come on. And right now, I'm going to ask you to take a moment. Get quiet with Holy Spirit. Don't be concerned about the person sitting next to you or in front of you or in back of you. Don't be concerned with the person who brought you here. Get quiet with the Holy Spirit. Come on, we're getting serious. We're getting real here right now. And ask Holy Spirit to reveal those things, those strategies that the enemy has used in the past to paralyze you from doing what God is asking you to do. And I would be so bold to say that there's not one of us here, including myself and all of you that are in line, that there were God-given opportunities where God was inspiring you to step into the life of an individual and do something for them, pray over them, speak a word into them. But one of those strategies paralyzed you from stepping into that opportunity. So ask him tonight to reveal them to you. And as he does, use God's authority in you to command them to be removed from your minds. Use the authority of God's wording to reject them. Command them to be removed and destroyed. Then ask Holy Spirit to strengthen that confidence in you. Ask him to fortify you with his boldness and assurance that God has given you, his authority to do what his word says you can do for his kingdom and for his kingdom people. With every eye closed, please just step into this. We're going to be here for just a few moments. God set a platform here tonight. There's an altar up here for anyone who wants to come forward. Don't come forward right now. Stay where you are and ask Holy Spirit, what is it? What strategy has the enemy used in the past to prevent me from stepping into a God-given opportunity to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to pray for somebody, to set the captives free, to pray a soul into his kingdom? There are services like this that God will present something to us here at Genesis and asks us to step into it for that moment. And as we have explained in times past, when these altars are given, it's not a one-time event. You can take this altar home with you so that as the days and the weeks progress, as the months continue, and you need to go before this altar of God to inquire of Him, in this particular case, to inquire of the strategies that the enemy has used in the past to prevent you from moving forward. You can come to that altar again and again and again. As the Bible says, when you come to those altars for repentance or forgiveness, it's the application of God's word that says, daily we work out our salvation. It's a daily work to work out our salvation, but also to work out our deliverance, to work out our healings. Knowing that as we do, God will meet us right there. So tonight we want to, everything is set up here for you. So we're going to ask you to come into compliance with this, and give you a few more minutes to meditate upon these things. And in these few moments, as the Spirit of God is leading you to the understanding of the strategies that the enemy has used in the past, let that exchange between you and God Himself. Refute, renounce, reject. And then command them to be removed and destroyed. Put the authority of God's word into action in this moment.